Hello?
Hello, Christopher?
Hey, is this Gene?
Yes.
Hey, this is Christopher. How is it going for you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. So I was the one who was chatting with you, okay, and discussing about your business. So the reason for the call, I was like talking about you giving me a call, me giving you a call, is for that so that you can explain your business model in a much detailed manner, and then I can like assist you in the best possible way.
Okay, is this pretty much what I've sent in the chat? It's a delivery service, 2 or 3 pages. And it doesn't have to be like I saw the links you sent. Doesn't have to have a lot of pictures on it. Something that where people can just check out, see, make appointments.
Mm-hmm.
See what the business entails, like basically, and make appointments and be able to pay for the appointment time and a number
okay.
to call, things like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. So pretty basic, like 2 or 3 pages in there. And the reason for like putting up an appointment schedule or system in there is that you will take payments for appointments, right?
Correct.
And would that be a prepayment or a payment after the consultation has been done?
They can do prepayment or after. I don't think after would be good because then if they don't pay after
exactly.
The service.
You, with appointments, obviously, there are like certain time where it comes to like they cancel the appointment as well, they reschedule it. So prepayments are typically not well entertained. So once that's done, once your appointment is like confirmed and you give them a confirmation call for that or even a confirmation email for the receipt that your appointment has been confirmed, then obviously the payment cycle can continue, and like then that's how you can take payments for that. So my question to you is, would you be taking payments on the website or would you be using a separate way for that?
I wanted to make it available so they could do it on the website. Also, I was going to get something like where, you know, they can pay upon delivery.
That's totally doable. That's totally doable because what happens is, like, there are, like, 2 or 3 ways in doing that, too, because once the delivery has been made, they will be automatically receiving an invoice on their email. That is a process what you can do as well. Or what you can do is, like, if you are connecting your bank account with your website, okay, they will be getting an auto-generated link to pay with the amount you guys have agreed upon, and they can, like, pay it through their card, Visa, debit, any credit card, like debit card as well. So that's a pretty simple process. We can integrate that for you within the website. Okay. So since I do see you have done your due diligence before, like coming on the website, that you will be wanting a WordPress website, I'm sure you have read the pros about getting a WordPress website. It's pretty like easy to manage and maintain as well. So you will be needing the admin access of the website, right? So that you can, in future, you can change your calendar appointment timings as well, change pages, and add or delete anything you want on the website. You would want the admin access because of this, right?
Right, because I just only, you know, it's only like supplies, you know, the like it's very simple supplies. I might do a notary, so that could be like just doing there, like notary services available, you know. Medical supplies can be picked up, and then pharmacy prescriptions, or even food. Like it could just like 2 to 3 pages is showing that we do delivery or pickup for this. Notary services is available,
are
and that's
medical food. Supply services on wholesale or is it retail?
No, it's when I say medical supplies, I mean like something like small, like, you know, like you need small medical supplies, nothing big, like something like if they needed like, say, an oxygen tank.
Okay.
Or if they needed like, they needed something like, what is it, another... Yeah, like if their supply is like within the pharmacy, where, you know, you can,
oh,
it might be something that they need, they might need sutures, or they might need, like,
okay,
slippers, or something small, nothing
like
huge like beds and,
as well, like these,
yeah, like a CPAP, yeah, nothing like a huge medical
bed. Okay, I get your
point
now. So you will be like supplying those on a fixed price as well, or because oxygen cylinders are like, would you be like renting them out, or would you be like selling it?
No, I'm not selling anything.
Okay, it's just
only
a delivery.
Only thing I'm doing is just yes, I'm only picking up and dropping off.
Glad that we've been on this call. Thanks for like clarifying me that, because once the web designers go on to the part of like designing the website, they attach relevant images and put up the relevant design for your website, because we'll be taking inspiration from your end as well. And thanks for like sharing this kind of like insight about your business that would eventually help the designing team and the person in charge who will be like managing your project. He'll be like knowing the insight about it as well, and so that he can take this project further in the right manner. So thanks for sharing the details with me. Okay. Now
Definitely a service that really helps. I wanted to really implement that we help and we care, because
mm-hmm.
it's that's really why I'm starting it, because I want to be able, there's people who can't get to the pharmacy. They can't get to, you know.
That's a nice vision of your business over here. Okay. So glad that you shared these like ideas with me. Now coming on to the part of like getting your website completed. Are you working with a deadline? Would you want a specific timeline when your website is finished or completed?
Well, I would hope to get it done within a week or 7 days if possible, or if that's not, if you know, doable, then maybe 10 days at the most.
Okay, so perfect. That's a fair timeline, 10 days of time. That is all we need to, like, set up your website completely. Okay, in that time frame, we'll be, like, working on the design and development simultaneously. Okay, and then once the design and development is completed, by taking your approval at every step, we'll be making the website live, because you already have a domain name, that, right?
Yes, I already have a domain name. I have an email website. Well, you know, through Google. I really didn't want to use Google, but I have one. You know, I have a domain name. I don't know if the website you build put in a website email. I don't know, but I have a Google website, but it doesn't have the, I had to add a number to it because I guess it was already used. And I have a business number that can go into the website.
That's amazing.
And and that's basically it. It's just like
so that's basically
those three services.
You have already like ticked a lot of boxes before even like going further with the website, so that once the website design and development is completed, you won't be running after these things and securing a business email, business number, or even a domain name. You already have these with yourself, so that would eventually make the process even faster. If you are like active with your approvals, okay, at every like step, might be possible we can finish out this website before 10 days as well. So that is what we can help you out, because throughout the course of the project, there will be a dedicated account manager associated to you and assigned to your project who will be like assisting you at each step of the project, okay, be it the design phase of it or the development of it. Because if you will be asking for any sort of revisions on the project, he will be like assigning it to the design team, and they will be getting it done for you, okay?
Okay, the design team is going to call me?
No, the project manager will be your point of contact.
Okay, I see.
Exactly. So he'll be the one who's be managing your project, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now coming back to the main point, the pricing point of it. Okay. So you're saying $399 is a little too steep, okay? And the $199 got your attention. So you would want us to meet somewhere in the middle, right? Would that be something?
Correct.
Okay. So is it like possible for you? Like $325 is also achievable for me. If it's possible for you, would you be able to like spare out $350 altogether?
To do $350?
Yeah. Would that be possible for you?
If that's the complete price, I mean, no taxes or nothing, right?
Yeah, exactly. That will be a one-time fee with no monthly or recurring charges over it. Okay. That will just be a one-time fee to like get your complete work done.
Okay, and this website that you're building, is it a lifetime website, or is it...
That is like what I'm trying to say over here, because there's no monthly recurring fee of it, So that will be a lifetime website for you because you'll be the sole owner of the website. We'll be transferring you the ownership of the website once it's completed. So you'll be having the access to the website, the admin panel over yourself. So it's just a one-time fee with the access of having the website for your lifetime.
Okay, my other question is there security added to the website or do I need to get – that's through hosting, right, security?
What do you mean by security? Like the security socket layer, the SSL certificate in there?
Like people who won't be able to just go on the website and be able to access the, you know, payment information and all like that of clients and things like that.
But that's pre-included,
I mean,
because once we'll be connecting your bank account in there, we'll be making it a secure payment link over there with all of the customers who can, like, easily put their card information, and they can, like, go through the process pretty, like, easy in an easier way. So that's part of the package. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you do need to see
that. All right, that would be great. If you can go ahead and, like, type in your email and the best point of contact number where we can contact you on. On the chat box.
Yeah. Okay, let me go back up.
And if you can type in your last name as well, because I just have the first.
Okay.
You definitely would be needing a page for what's next, like for any upcoming new books or something. So, you know, these are.
Do I have you over here again?
Would suggest you to have. Since you said you just want an informative website, right? Or are you looking to sell as well on the website?
Just a moment. Okay, so type it into
the chat box. I'm just sending you a message so that it can pop up.
Okay. Okay. Let me give you my first name.
Yes, I just have your first name, your last name, email address, and your direct point of contact, okay, the contact number.
Oh, no, that was my middle name. Here's my first name.
Oh,
can you just
see
my first name and what else? Well, you know, you can't give everything on the first call.
Okay, I do see your number. It's 510-216-8082 on my caller ID. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
Just put it down. You need my first name or first name and last name?
Complete name, please. So Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's Charlotte Jean Sumo, right?
Charlotte Jean Sumo.
Okay. That's a lovely name.
Thank you. Christopher, that's a nice name. That's the name of my son.
Hey, really? Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, Christ-like. Are you Christ-like?
No. No. Okay.
Well, that's what your name. That's what your name means.
My name is Christopher Buck. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you type in your like email address, please, in there as well?
Okay. To the business or to
the
business?
Our team can communicate with you and send you the updates about the project.
Okay. Let me type in that one then.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you're going to keep brand awareness about
okay,
your
so it's dogoodservice17gmail.com. Okay, so you're active on this email ID, right? You do receive proper emails, and you can reply easily on this email, too.
Correct.
All right, that is amazing. Okay, let me just go ahead and create your account area real quick over here and get you started with everything. So and give you the confirmation over here as well. Okay. So if you can tell me which like method would you like to pay, would it be a debit or a credit card?
I'm going to do a debit card.
Debit card. Is it a Visa or a Master?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay, let me just enter that in my database. Okay.
So we can also, you know,
open that up for you, fill out your information for it, and then let's take in the details. Okay. Okay, can you tell me your billing zip code as well, please?
My billing zip code, you can use 95833.
95833, that's your billing zip code. We add it up on your account area. Okay. And just to confirm your number, it's 510-216-8082.
Yes.
Okay. And can you please tell me the name on your card, please? Is it the same Charlotte J. Suma?
It is. It's Charlotte J. Jean Suma.
Oh, is it with a middle initial, J, or complete Jean?
Complete Jean.
Okay. And can you please tell me the number of the card as well?
Okay, it's 4347-6970-9849-9921.
I missed it completely. Sorry about that. Can you repeat it?
4347-6970-9849-9921. Okay. Okay, you get ready to charge this. Are you going to charge this car right now?
Yes, I will be giving you a confirmation as well.
Okay, well, let me hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. Let me make sure I put enough in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay, I believe
you are still on the Megan Quinn's website, right? Okay, can you go back to the logo website, like, it would show you a big R, letter R, on the top. Can you click on that? Not possible. No. I might be able to.
Okay, Christopher.
Yeah.
I'm getting the money transferred into that account right now, but in the meantime, you have any other questions before while that's being taken place?
I would love to answer a few for you if you have, because on my side, it's pretty much clear what you acquire and what kind of like because you're open to ideas. So what we'll do is like we'll first start designing your website, and we'll be like sharing you some design inspiration, custom handmade. Okay. So those won't be copied from anywhere, okay? And will be shared to you over email. So like you can go ahead and like you will be options of like two or three options in front of you to choose from, and you can go ahead and select the best one which you think is will be the best suiting your business, okay? In that format, we'll be like choosing some specific colors as well which you will like or dislike as well. So you can go ahead and tell us that these are the colors I would want on my website, and these are the ones I would like to keep off my website. So we'll be like revising it accordingly, Once the design part is finalized, the remaining part will be just fairly easy. So, like, just design the inner pages of it with the same color scheme, putting up images on there, your contact number, pretty much your email address, and making the website live. In regards to that, in the process, if you will be having any extra questions to Creator, the project manager will be available over phone calls, text messages, and emails as well to, like, assist you in the best possible manner.
Okay, so you got the information that it's for the images to, like, it's a prescription pharmacy delivery service. It's a very small medical supply.
That's totally for sure.
Yes, and also it's offering notary service, and also it could be also food, like small food pickups.
Okay, that's totally fine. Okay, one more thing is that once we take you on board, once the sign-up process is completed, the project manager will be giving you a call to brief you about the process. Along with that, he will be sharing you a website design questionnaire. It will be having 6-7 questions in regards to your business, which you can go ahead, fill that out to the best of your knowledge, and we'll be using that questionnaire to, like, taking the information about your business and then start with the designing phase of your website, okay? So that will be giving us insight about your business.
Okay, all right. So you can try to run that now. You got the full number.
I want expiration and the CVC of the card as well. What's the expiration on it?
Okay, the expiration is 0827.
0827?
0827.
Okay.
And, what else did you need?
And the digits on the back of the card, please.
Oh, 857.
857. Just, like, confirming the card number to you again. 4347-6970-9843. And a 9921, correct?
No, 9849.
Okay, 9849. Okay, 9849 and 9921. Thanks for correcting me. Okay, let me just go ahead and chart this for you real quick. Give it a confirmation as well. And the CVC is like 857, correct?
Correct.
Expiration is 0827.
Correct.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me just charge it for you over here.
For your, if you don't mind me asking, have you designed or got your novel designed, like the cover pages? No, okay.
Okay, so your payment went through successfully. Okay, congratulations. Welcome aboard. Okay, so the next steps will be that I will be asking your project manager to give you a call. When would you be available? Would an hour be ideal for, like, the introductory call?
Yes.
All right, that would be great. In the meanwhile, in the specific R, which I will be needing, I will be explaining your business model to the project manager and your business consultant as well, so that once they get on a call with you, they're, like, well aware about your project and they can, like, guide you in the right manner, okay?
Okay, and also, could you send me a receipt of my transaction?
I will be sending you a paid copy of the invoice as well on your email in just a while about that. I'll be taking it from the building and emailing it to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, that will be great. Any further questions you would like to ask, Charlotte?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you so much. You have a lovely day, and welcome aboard to Robust Web Designs.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.